from KQED.
Talk of California's drought shifts this week to a place that knows a little bit about water scarcity, the deserts of the Coachella and Imperial Valleys. That's where state officials are meeting with local farmers, residents, and decision makers. The California Report's LA Bureau Chief Stephen Cuevas has more.
Al Kalin farms a couple thousand acres of alfalfa, carrots, and other crops in the Imperial Valley, home to about 500,000 acres of ag land. He says in a good year, the region averages about 3 inches of rain. But during the current drought, there have been years with as little as a tenth of an inch.
If we don't get that meager amount of rainwater, or if the temperatures are higher than normal, then we have to use more water to produce the same crops.
Farmers also draw water from the Colorado River, but under a 2003 agreement brokered with outside water districts, farmers have to give up some of their water allocations to quench growing demand in San Diego County and the Coachella Valley.
And it ramps up every year, you know, until they reach the amounts agreed upon. So that creates a problem.
A problem of tapped-out water supplies, fallow fields, and all that goes with a historic dry spell. Pre-existing water transfer agreements are among the issues at Running Dry, a public symposium tomorrow in Palm Springs. Bill Croyle is the drought manager at the California Department of Water Resources. He says there's also a lot more up for discussion.
There's how we manage our surface water resources, how we plan for climate change, how we build resiliency into all of our water systems.
Issues that, in a time of drought, flow far beyond the fields of the Imperial Valley to virtually every corner of the state. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Los Angeles.